Okay, Jeff, thanks for joining us. We are starting off the Silver City Report with news from Santa Clara regarding a possible housing development. What can you share?
The group supporting people in need, known as SPIN, originally proposed building a large 50 or so unit apartment building on the south side of Silver City that would establish housing for low-income residents of the area. Silver City officials were not keen on the idea and fairly put the kibosh on the project. So SPIN has looked to Santa Clara, nearby community, for land to develop the project, and they've approached the mayor of Santa Clara, who is not close to the idea. He said he would bring the idea to the council and let them think about it. He described it as meritable and understands that there is a need for low-income housing in the area.
All right. Now, we also have news of an appointment by the governor to the Behavioral Health Division of the Human Services Department in New Mexico. Who got the appointment?
Neil Bowen, for 14 years, headed up the Hidalgo Medical Services Mental Health Services Division. He is largely credited with expanding and developing that those mental health services to the state they're in today, which has 25 providers and a long list of patients. It's a huge asset to the community. People widely agree. He took that division of HMS back when it only had one counselor and grew it to what it is today. Apparently, the governor of New Mexico took notice of that and tapped him to become the director of the state's Behavioral Health Division under the New Mexico Human Services Department. He is going to be leaving the area, which he says he does with sadness, and moving to Santa Fe, and he will oversee all the adult mental health services and addiction treatment services available in New Mexico. It's quite a job, but the governor does feel he's up to it, and Bowen is looking forward to it.
Any word on how Bowen said he would try to make an impact in the challenges that face behavioral health services in our state? As many may know, there are some great challenges there.
He pointed to the Behavioral Health Collaborative as one of his main tasks, simply put, to organize everybody, to coordinate services, to make all the different systems that are in place work together in the state. He says that's his main challenge. He'll be working with cabinet secretaries to basically make services available to families all around the state.
We are going to go now to C.P. Thompson with the Silver City Daily Press and Independent, who has some news on some candidate forums that were recently held in the area. C.P., thanks for joining us. What can you share?
Right. The Daily Press has been hosting these candidate forums for a few years now. And for this November's special election, the Daily Press has already hosted two forums, one for the Cobre Consolidated School Board District 4. That was on Thursday, and the next one that we had was on Monday. That was between Silver School Board Position 5. That was between Mike McMillan, Ricky Villalobos, and writing candidate Tasha Donaldson. And we have two more.
Okay, CP, you also have these on social media. Is that correct?
That's correct. Folks could just head to our Facebook page. It's at Silver City News.
Thanks, CP. We will talk with you all next week.